Okay, let's get into Hilchos Purim, the last set of halachas in all of Aruch Hayim, because Yantav starts with Pesach in Parakeh and Chelakeh of the Mishnah Berurah. But let's get into Hilchos Purim. Hilchos Purim, of course, something starts already today. We'll get to that a little bit later. Matzah Shekel by Mincha today, but we're going to go in Al Seder HaShulchan Aruch, starting with Tafresh Pei Hei. Tafresh Pei Hei is the siman about Arba Parshios. So we have already had one. Last week was an off week. That was, and when I was in 10th grade, I had a Rebbe, Rabbi Dulitz, for English. You might have heard stories about Rabbi Dulitz. So he said, Rosner, Zatu Budarubiyu. I'm like, what are you talking about? Zatu Budarubiyu. Explain it to everybody what that means. I'm like, Rebbe, I have no idea what you're talking about. He said, it's a Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Purim, Zatu Budarubiyu. I still didn't know what he was talking about. But it's based on the Gemara and Megillah, but that's the way to figure out which week is an off week in terms of the Dalet Parshios, right? When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out a certain day of the week, there's always an off week, Zatu. Zatu means Zayin, Zayin Tezvav. That means Zayin, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Zayin, the seventh day of the week, Tezvav, the 15th day is an off week. Bu, right? When it's a Bu year, this is a Bu year, right? Because Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out, Aleph Adar was on a Monday. Bu, so Vav, last Shabbos, the 6th of Adar was an off week, and now we go straight. Zachar, Para, Chodesh. So that's Zatu Budarubiyu, that was said here. But anyway, this week is Parsha Zachar, as we know. Parsha Zachar, according to many Rishonim, is a Mitzvah Daraisa. The Rambam does not mention it, interestingly. The Rambam does not have it as a separate mitzvah. He has it in the Dalet Parshios as regular Kriya Satorah, but we are machmer to assume that it is a mitzvah daraisa. It is the a fulfillment of the mitzvah of remembering Amalek. Zacharias Asher Azalach Amalek, remember what Amalek did to you. And we assume that it is a chovas hayachid. It's a private, personal chiyuv to read, to say Parsha Zachar. Whenever it says Zachar in the Torah, Chazal assume that that means lahazkir. To remember means to mention. It says Zachar Siyom HaShavaz Lakacho, that means to not just remember Kiddush, but to say, to mention Kiddush. So to hear. So when is that? So Chazal enacted that the Shabbos before Purim is a very appropriate time to remember Amalek. And therefore, this week, when we hear Maftir, this Maftir is the most important laning of the entire year. Right? And it's what makes it more important? Number one, it could be a mitzvah daraisa. Not just a Durabanan. Most Kriyas HaTorah is Durabanan, and this is it's a Daraisa. Number two, it's a Chovas HaYachid, not just a Chovas HaTzibur. Most assume that Kriyas HaTorah in general is a Chovas HaTzibur. If somebody misses it, if somebody is in the bathroom, they don't have to make it up, right? But Parsha Zachar is a Chovas HaYachid, and therefore, each of us is incumbent upon us. Number three, it's different in that Kriyas HaTorah in general is a Chiyav just to be part of it and to hear it. But here it's a mitzvah to say it. So when we hear Maftir this week, it's Shomea Ka'one. It's just like the Megillah. It's a mitzvah to say it. So when the Balkori says those last three psukim of Kiseitse, I have to have Kavana. So number one is Daraisa. Number one is Chovas HaYachid. Number two is Chovas HaYachid. Number three, it's a mitzvah of Kriya, to say it. And therefore, it's using Shomea Ka'one. And that's what we have to try to hear every word. There are many other chumras that we have because of its stringency. I don't know what they do here. I've never been here for Parsha Zachar. Maybe they have like six different lanings because everybody's different Miftah and your accent, and you have a Taimani, and you have an American, and you have an English. I don't know. But how many? What?
No Americans. Obsessed.
No Americans. Really? Nobody with a Saf?
Oh, yes. The Baron does a Saf.
Oh, he does a Saf. Okay, fine. That's close enough. But anyway, so there are Chumras, and there's a Chumra to have Kavana by the Brachas also. By the way, because we assume it's a Mitzvah Daraisa, that's why a Katan. I've had a couple of bar mitzvahs in my shuls over the years. Parsha Zachar, so he can learn the whole Torah, but we don't let him learn Parsha Zachar because he can get the aliyah, but not the laning. Not the laning. The laning is a gadol because it's a midaraisa.
Isn't he gadol?
What?
He's not gadol.
So we assume godless in halacha depends on two things: age and physical maturity. Shtei sires. So we assume based on Chazaka de Rabba. Chazaka de Rabba says we assume if there are years, then we assume there are simanim. We rely on Chazaka Taraba for dinim to Rabbanan, not for dinim daraisa. So if we're counting for a minion, and for benching, and for laning, those are all mitzvahs to Rabbanan, so we would allow it. But for mitzvahs daraisa, we don't allow it. I remember years ago, I mentioned that I was sitting next to a rabbi at a wedding, and he says, oh yeah, in my shul, we send them to a pediatrician, and they just make sure that... So that's not the Minhag Olam. And number two, that's terrible because if he doesn't have Shtei Sires, then he can't even lane. And then he can't even do all the Durabanan. So it's like, better Chazaka Durabah. That's good enough for me. Right, Chazaka Durabah, you're lying for Durabanan, not for Daraisas. Again, there's always those like, usually like, of Sephardic descent, like the kid who has like a beard in seventh grade. Right? So then you know. Then it can do with Daraisas, I guess. But generally not. Okay, so that's Parsha Zachar. Again, the biggest chumrah, which is not a chumrah, but the Mefarshim point out, is that we should know what the words mean. Spend some time before now and laning on Shabbos. It's three psukim. Three psukim. But you got some like unusual words there. Vayezanif b'cha, asher karcha b'derach, we spoke about yesterday in Shir. So just go through the psukim to know what the words mean. That's the most important thing. That's not a chumrah. That's a din. But that's in terms of Parsha Zachar. There's a huge discussion. What if somebody can't be in shul for Parsha Zachar? Right, so then you again lechad chila. We spoke there's a rush that says right you should have a minion and lead it from ksav. But if not, take out a chumash and lead it from a chumash. And one could be yotze then. A big discussion machlokas rishonim about women, whether women are chayav in parsha zachar. Some say for sure yes, some say for sure no. Right, so it depends on a lot of the custom of the time. Many women are nohay to try to be part of the tzibur parsha zachar. If somebody misses it for some reason, so there is a Magen Avraham that you can be Yotzei Purim morning with the laning of Ayavo Amalek, because it talks about Amalek twice in the Torah, but Ayavo Amalek doesn't have the mitzvah of Zachar and Tibches. That's why the Mishnah Berurah is not a fan of that, but that is all generally Parsha Zachar. And again, this year, we should have extra Kavana, not just a mitzvah, but it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah that we have to really daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we hear it, that Hashem wipes out the Amalek of our day, Be'ez Hashem b'mheira v'yameinu. Okay, so that's Parsha Zachar. Then we get to today, Tainus Esther. So Tainus Esther today, it's Tafresh Pevav. This is the only fast day that is a muktam as we get to fulfill it this year. This year you could say we have 5 days of Purim. Right? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So I can be really machmir and not to drink for 5 days, but to have kavana of the essence of the day, right? It's a muktam. What does that show us? So some Rishonim, again, we're not going to have a whole shiur on this now, but some Rishonim say the fact that Tainus Esther could be moved up shows that it's not like any other fast day of the year, right? By other fast days, like Tisha B'Av or Tshuvas HaBetamuz, when they fall out on Shabbos, they're nidche to Sunday. We push them later. Why? Because the Gemara says, Akdume Paranusa lo makdeminan, right? We don't make bad things early. But Tainus Esther, we make early. How do you make it early? Because, to use the language of some Rishonim, this is a Tainus Shel Simcha. It's not a Tainus of Avelus. It's not a sad day. It's a serious day. It's a serious day that the day that we remember, it's interesting, it's not even in Shas. It's hinted to. First off in the Megillah, it's not Kehila Lakol. That's the closest you'll get. But it doesn't talk about Tainus Esther in Shas. It's a day that's considered one of the days of Purim, right? The way that you go into Purim is to recognizing that Kabbalah Sat Tfilas. It's the day that the Rambam has a Lashon, that was the day that we remember, realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to our Tfilas. So it's a very powerful day of Tfilah. Today at the Kotel, this afternoon, unless you're taking a nap, 4:30 to 5:30, they're having an hour of Tehillim together for the welfare of the Chatufim and of the Chayalim. And at 5:30, they're having, also in New York, they're doing it all around the world. 5:30 Shema Yisrael, with many Jews together saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu at 5:30 today. It's a tremendous power of tefillah today. That's what we use it for. But it's a kal fast day in that it's the Tainus Shel Simcha. It's not connected to the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it's a nitcheh this year. So if somebody's not feeling well, if somebody's cholish ein bo sakana, doesn't have to fast. That means somebody who's sick in bed, somebody who can't function normally, cholish ein bo sakana, somebody has fever, then they should not fast. They should not fast. Somebody, whenever we fast, we get a headache and we feel a little dry. So then you should fast because it's a takana. But if somebody feels getting over the edge, so then there are more coolers by Tainus Esther even by the other fast days. But again, we should feel healthy and not feeling a little bit, but you should fast. Just try to fast as much as you can, and you don't have to like fast into the Megillah this year, right? It's just fasting, and then we break it tonight. Okay, Tafresh Pei Zayin, as we get into now the Kriyas HaMegillah. So, Chayiv Adam Likros HaMegillah, Balayla, V'lachzer, V'lashnosa Bayom. Right, there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah twice. Right, once by night, once by day. There's a Prima Gadim, there are some Achronim that say, nowhere in Mishnayos is the Megillah by night mentioned. So some say that was a later Takana. Right, first, right, in the Megillah, it just says, V'hayamim ha'elin nizkarim v'nasim. It was the daytime. And then they added on the night one. Okay, either way, Lamaisa today, we have to read it twice. The Iker one seems to be the day one, for various reasons. That's connected, maybe it was part of the original Takana, maybe it was the... the other. It's connected to the other mitzvahs hayom, which could only be done by day. But this is the we read it twice, and the ikar is bayom. Tosfos even says Tosfos daf dalet in Megillah, the ikar is bayom. So even though we said a shechiyanu by the night one, we repeat the shechiyanu by the day one, which we never do. Whenever you first time you shake a lulav or halakas neiras Hanukkah, you make a shechiyanu once, and here it's unusual. You make a shachianu at night because that's the first time you're doing the mitzvah in a lot of months. But we make another shachianu by day because that's the ikar pesumei nisa, is the lashon of Tosfos. That is Ashkenazic custom, and that's Tosfos, that's the Ramah. The Rambam says one shachianu at night, and that's it. And that's the Shulchan Aruch Shita. Sfardim only say one shachianu at night because even if you want to, that doesn't mean that the ikar one is by night. It just means that's the first time you're doing the mitzvah. And therefore, even if the Iker one is by day, you would make the Shechianu only at night. Interesting, I heard a shiur last week, Rav Asher Weiss's weekly shiur was about if somebody had a question that some Chayalim asked him, it could be that they're only going to get to lean the Megillah once. They're going to be able to lean it once. Which one? Which one? So even though he goes through the whole Lamdas, even though the daytime one is the Iker and the Maisa, you know, but when you're in the army, you might, okay, let's do the day one, and then when you have the day one, okay, we have to go out to do something, and we're not going to hear it by day either. You can get to do it at night, do it at night. That's the first time there's a chova, and therefore just do it at night, because that's the mitzvah b'liyotcha, you know, don't push it off. So that's the mitzvah. The daytime is the when we do it anytime after Nates. You can do it after Amud HaShachar if one needs, but again, generally, I don't think anybody's reading the Megillah before Neitz HaChama. I don't have to worry about that so much. But nighttime, it's after Tzeis. So this year, it's not going to be a problem either. It's going to be a little later than usual because of Motzei Shabbos. That is the in terms of the time. Barov HaMahadras Melech, the Shaar HaTzion discusses that even if you want to say in general, we're not so makbid as, you know, the have gathering in larger minyanim, but specifically for Megillah, it's Barov HaMahadras Melech, to be mefarsim the neis, and therefore, you know, instead of having a lot of different small minyanim, it's definitely better to have larger minyanim, unless the Shaar HaTzion and the post can talk about, if the larger minyan is, so it doesn't happen now in yeshiva, but if you're davening in a big shul where you're not going to be able to hear half the Megillah because of the craziness going on in shul, you know, then go to a smaller minyan, because it's more important to hear the Megillah than not to hear the Megillah and be in a situation of a Barov Am. That's Tuf Reish Pei Zayin, Umevat al Torah, Lishwa Mikra Megillah, as we know. Fine. Tuf Reish Pei Ches. Again, any questions along the way, let me know. Tuf Reish Pei Ches, Krachim Avukafim Choma. So we know based on the Yerushalmi, right? Why is Shushan different? Why do Shushan different? Because that's where the miracle took place on the next day. Right, if you look in the Megillah, they killed out all of their enemies on the 13th and rested on the 14th. And in Shushan, the war was on the 14th, they rested on the 15th. And therefore, we have Purim, this is important, we have Purim on the day that we rested from the Milchama. Because, I was speaking to somebody yesterday at a Shiva house, we don't celebrate victories of battle. We celebrate that the battle is over and we can go back to living our regular life. You'll never see a picture, Rahmana Litzlan, of an Israeli soldier on top of a dead Hamas guy celebrating. We do it because we have to. Rahmana Litzlan, the other way you see plenty of pictures of. Rahmana Litzlan. But that's why Purim is the day that we rested from our enemies. That's what we celebrate. That's a big musr for what we believe in. That's why it's called, we're the only country, what's it called? The IDF, Israel Defense Forces. It's all about defense. That's the only reason we have it. We're not interested in offense. Sometimes a good offense, you know, you need in order to have a good defense. But we have to recognize, you know, our am. But, so what is, why is the shir, Mukefes Choma, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun? What does Yeshua Ben Nun have to do with this? Right? Shushan, and you go by all walled cities. It should be all walled cities from the time of Shushan. So the Bavli has a Zer Shava, but the Yerushalmi has, Kedei Lach Lo Kavod LaEretz Yisrael. Because the whole Nes happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. Every other yontif has something to do with the land of Israel, right? The going to Eretz Yisrael. So we want to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why we go by, we want Yerushalayim to be in the center of attention, even though it had really nothing to do with the Purim story. So that's why we say the rule is, today, the walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun and Yerushalayim and was walled, and that's why Yerushalayim. And a couple of, Yerushalayim is the only city, Bizman HaZeh, that makes a bracha on Tesvav. That makes a bracha on Tesvav and does all the mitzvah only on Tesvav. There are a number of cities that do 2 days, because there's a suffix. But they all make the bracha on Yudalim, because that's the Ein Savi Motzi Midei Vadai. So there are a couple of cities, Chevron, parts of Tveria. There's one rabbi in Beit Shemesh that wanted to get Beit Shemesh into it, but thank God the big rabbis of Beit Shemesh said, no, this is the Mesorah, we don't do 2 days. Even though some people might have wanted to do 2 days, but there are a couple of cities that do double, just l'chumra, in terms of that. No, bracha is only 1 day. The first day. Bracha is only the first day because that's the Vaday. That's the Vaday, and except Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the only one that makes the bracha on Tesvav. And that's why in general, again, it's complicated in terms of where you're going to be and what you're mechuyev in. Lamaisa, don't sleep in Yerushalayim on Sunday night. Because, does it go by when you're there or when you wake up? Don't you want to go there on Sunday night for a chagiga or something? That's fine. And then leave. Then leave. Because it's if you want to have 2 days Purim, you want to have the chiyuvim, okay. But generally, it's a good idea. Just come out. You could go there first thing in the morning. Just don't be there at daybreak. And then you don't have a chiyuv in the mitzvahs. Okay, tafresh pei tes. Tafresh pei tes. Somebody asked me. Somebody asked me the question. Somebody, one of my guys in my shul said he's going to go to a base for soldiers in Yerushalayim. He has like connections there, and he's going to go there to celebrate with them on Shushan Purim. Could he read for them the Megillah? So I said no, right? Because he's not Mechuyev B'davar, right? He's a Beit Shemesh Jew, and he's going to go. You could go celebrate with them, but if you're not Mechuyev B'davar, you can't be motzi them in the mitzvahs. Okay, Tafresh Peches. Tafresh Peites. Everybody's chayav in Kriyas Megillah, men, women, and gerim, and avadim mishuchrarim. And we're Mechanech Tanim also. So everybody is obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, even women, as we know. This is one of the three cases in Shas. Af hein hoyu boso anes. Right, women were also included in the miracle. Machlokes, Rashi, Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam. Does that mean they were also included in the danger and they were saved? Or does it even mean more than that? They were the main protagonists of the story, the women. Esther Hamalka and the Nashim Tzidkanios. That's the Machlokas Rishonim, but either way, Afinoi Boso Anes. They are obligated. But there is a Machlokas Rishonim. What are women obligated in? To read the Megillah or to hear the Megillah? Their Chiyav might be different than men. The Bahag, Tosfos quotes, they have the Chiyav to hear the Megillah. Men have a Chiyav to read the Megillah. Women have a Chiyav to hear the Megillah. So that is why a woman cannot be Motzi a man in a Megillah. A woman can be motzi a man, if needed, in Kiddush, let's say, the Shulchan Aruch says. The Bach wonders, what's the difference? But there's a big difference. Women and men have the same obligation in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Megillah, it could very well be they have a different obligation. A man has a chiyuv to read the Megillah, a woman has a chiyuv to hear the Megillah, and therefore, a woman cannot be motzi a man. Could a woman be motzi a woman? Technically, Meikra Din, a woman can be motzi a woman. The Shaar HaTzion in Sifkat and Tesvav here says a phrase that you can't really translate to English: Zila Behu Milsa, for one woman to read for many women. Zila Milsa, which is translated into Yiddish as Pasnish, which is also Yiddish. Which, what does that mean? So again, Meikra Din. If you have, sometimes you have, a woman reading for many women. You have a women's Megillah reading. Sometimes, girls for their Bat Mitzvah. But so technically it works, right? A woman can be able to see a woman. A woman can be able to see a man. There's a shayla, is there persumei nisa? If you have a separate or not, without a minion. But that is in terms of men, women, all of a chiyuv to hear the Megillah, and children. So it's a good idea to bring children. The Shulchan Aruch says, minag tov lahavi k'tanim v'k'tanos, l'shmua maker Megillah. It's a great minag to bring the children. The Mishnah Berurah says, as long as they don't ruin it for everybody else. Right, if it's a child, the Mishnah Berurah says, who all he thinks about is that this is a day where I make noise in shul and I go crazy. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the greatest chinuch. Right, we should know. Tell him the story. And again, banging it's okay. That's the minag. The Rama quotes the minag of banging by Haman. But again, one should make sure that children know what it's about. Rav Rimon writes in his sefer that it could be that bringing the kids is also a kiyum of the siman of the geula of Purim. Right? Haman wanted to destroy Anashim Nashim Betaf. So we dafka bring all the kids to show that we are here, to show that Kodesh Baruch Hu, helped us out and we survived. So that is again the balance of having the children, but making sure that it's an appropriate reading for everyone else. Hearing helps. So there is a big shul in a community that I'm aware of that uses a microphone, because otherwise nobody would hear the Megillah. That's definitely a bidyeved. If one had that choice, like we said before, going to a big shul with a mic and a small shul without a mic, go to a small shul. A microphone, when you want to be yotzei something, is a problem. Again, by a chuppah, 95% of rabbis use the mic to make the brachas, berachas sheva brachas. A couple of rabbis say, no, I'm not using the mic. I want it to be heard by others. But again, generally, if it's not a mitzvah that you have to do, so most assume that you could say it with a mic. But here, you have to hear it. So that's why definitely it's a b'dieved. Again, if the choice is most of those people are going to go to this shul and they're not going to hear anything, it's better to hear it with a mic than not to hear the words. But again, that's a mic. Hearing aids is a big shaila. Technically, one should, depends how much one needs them, but really it's a potential issue that might not be called hearing in the regular way. If somebody missed a word because of the banging of the kids, or the banging of something, then, as we'll see soon, no problem, just say it in your chumash. Say it in your chumash. One, as we'll see, the mitzvah is mitoch haksav, but if you miss a couple of words here and there and you say it yourself, that is still called mitoch haksav. Tafrei Sadi, Kari Adamas Megillah Beinomi Ben Yoshev. The Balkari could be sitting, could be standing, if it's in private. If you're reading it at home for a couple of people, one could be sitting. But covered at Sibur, if it's in Sibur, the Balkori stands. So the Balkori has to stand in Shul. Everyone stands for the Brachos. And then one can sit down. Birchas HaMitzvah said standing. That's a special based on a drasha. If I remember correctly, it's a drasha that's found in the Rishonim and not in Chazal. Everyone's heard a shir about drashas that Rishonim have that are not in Chas anywhere, not in Midrashim. But I think of Altugit Bakama El Bakoma, that we stand up for Birchas HaMitzvah. So we stand up, and then we can sit down. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva wonders, the Gemara says that we don't say Hallel on Purim for three reasons. One of them is because the Megillah is the Hallel. You have to stand up for Hallel. So if you stand up for Hallel, so why don't we have to stand up for the Megillah? Nobody says you have to stand up for the Megillah. The Balkori has to stand up for the Megillah of the Tzibur. So the answer is, it's not the normal Hallel. Just like we say Hallel at the Seder, at the end of Magid, and it's not the normal Hallel, right? We break it in half. We don't make a bracha. Right? How do we do it? That's not the normal Hallel. So this is not the normal Hallel. This is the Hallel of Purim. Right? Rav Huttner writes in one place, why don't we say regular Hallel on Purim? A hidden miracle gets a hidden Hallel. And that's the most appropriate. And against I think one day in the Meiri. If you got to look somewhere to find this day, it'll be the Meiri. If you don't have a Megillah, say Hallel. We don't pass in that way. We don't pass. We say no. The regular Hallel is not appropriate for this day. It's a hidden Hallel for a hidden miracle. But again, that's why one doesn't stand for this Hallel. There is again not something that everybody is aware of. We don't touch the Torah directly, right? Whenever you have to touch the Torah, you like take a talis and like lift up the cloth. What about a Megillah? So a Megillah doesn't have the same Kedusha as the Torah. That's true. Right? The Gemara says, Nikreis Igeres and Nikreis Sefer. And that's why a Megillah... anybody have a... You have crowns on the top of the columns? You can't make pictures in a Torah. It's a different type of Kedusha. Right? You could put in Nekudos, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you really want to. That's not the minhag. Much easier for the Bali Kriya. But you can put in the kudos if you want. You can put in the vowels. We don't do that. But you can put in the brachas at the beginning of the Megillah. But we don't do that. We just have Ayyim Achashverosh, but we have some Megillahs. My Megillah has like crowns on top of the columns. Right? But what about touching it with your hands? So the Mishnah Berurah, I think, quotes that you should wash your hands. Wash your hands before you touch the Megillah. Even though you're gonna, we touch it directly. The Magen Avraham quotes maybe not to touch the cloth directly, but... but most allow, right, the minaka olam is to touch the klaf directly. Siv gimel, tzorech lekrosa kula. So we paskin, machlokas in the Gemara, we paskin, you have to read the whole Megillah to be yotzi the mitzvah. The whole Megillah, omitoch haksav, vimkar al peh lo yotze. If you read it bal peh, you're not yotze. Right, you're not yotze reading it from a chumash. What does bal peh mean? You have to have the whole Megillah in front of you written. Vitzorech should take suva kula lefanav lechachila. Bidieved, 51%. As long as you have the Megillah in front of you written, and what if it got water damaged, and 40% of it is totally rubbed out, you still could use it and make a bracha on it. 51%. As long as 51% is kosher, you're okay, as long as you're not missing an entire section. Or the beginning or the end. So if you're missing Vayehi at the beginning, right, or the last word, or an entire section. What's the smallest entire section? Bichson and Sarish. That's what they always say. That little story where they wanted to assassinate him. And so as long as you're not missing the beginning, the end, or an entire section, you're okay 51%. As long as it is 51% kosher in front of you, that is okay. But you have to read the whole Megillah. Even if the word isn't there, you have to read it. And therefore, that's why I said before, if you missed a word, just say it yourself. It's okay. You're still Yotze. And again, if somebody has a chumash, if somebody doesn't have their own Megillah, then you should not be saying it yourself. Sometimes by laning we say it ourselves to get one of the Shnai Mikras. But by Megillah, if I have a kosher Megillah, I could say it myself. But why? Why should you? You know, you just hear the. If I don't know the trup, you know, better to hear it from somebody and just listen. Good. Sif Dalin. Again, we said before that. Yeah, don't say it with the Balkore. What happens if you'd base? Let's go to. What happens? This happens sometimes. All of a sudden, we're listening to the Megillah, and then all of a sudden, we realize that we were like spaced out for a couple of minutes. Like, oh, did I hear? I have no. Oh wow, the next page, right? So you're Yotze. It went to your neshama, unless you mamish fell asleep. You know, you were like spacing out. That's okay. Spacing out is okay. You're still Yotze as long as you don't fall asleep. Sif Yudalid, Akoris and Megillah, Tzorach Shiachavein. We need Kavana to be Yotze, the mitzvah derabanan, maybe Mipi Kabbalah during the day of Kriyas and Megillah, the Balkari has Kavana, you have Kavana. The Tzitz Eliezer writes in a tshuva, the fact that you're coming together to hear the Megillah means you have Kavana. You don't even have to have a specific. You're here, it's Purim, you're listening to the Megillah. So it's a Midas Chasidus to be Machris, everybody have Kavana to be Yotze. But if you're here in shul, you could assume that you're here for the Megillah. Sif Tezvav, there is a minhag to lane certain parts of the Megillah in a certain way. Shulchan Aruch, Aseres b'nei Haman, v'aseres hakol b'neshima achas. Right? To show that they all died in one moment. Neshima achas. Machlokes achronim. And there's difference in minhagim. You know, like, whatever shul you went to growing up, you think, like, that's what everybody does. Right? If you're in the same shul, I was in the same shul for Purim for my first 18 years of my life. So that's why, and then all of a sudden I came to yeshiva, and all of a sudden, by Aseres B'nei Haman, everybody sang Aseres B'nei Haman before the Chazan. I had never seen that before. Right? I had seen like Huda Maisaora and Ish Yehudi. I never seen that. So I learned there were two Minhagim. And that's Machlokes, the Chaye Adam, the Rugged Shaver. What's the lumness of the Minhagim? Could Neshima Achas transfer with Shomei Ka'ona? Right, Shomei Ka'ona, as if I'm saying it. But is it as if I'm saying it in one breath? Right, so that's where the minhagim come from. So whatever one shul does is fine. But that is the different minhagim in terms of, that's a minhag, again, it's not ma'akev, but it is a minhag to say, again, a couple of other psukim by out loud. Shulchan Aruch quotes that. Right, Minokla Yisrael Shakori, other the Ramah quotes it, Mordechai Yatza, Laiyudah Maisaora. Also, the Minog as to hold the Megillah folded like this, like a letter, like a proclamation, not like just the regular Torah. So, in Shul, we fold it so everybody can see it. It's like a letter, a proclamation that the king is making. Okay, but also another idea I once saw, you see when you see the whole Megillah out there, you see it's like it's a whole story. That's the whole message of Purim. That's why you can't read it out of order. And I mentioned that earlier. Can't read it out of order. I once had a shaila. I remember in Woodmere, my shul, this guy got a hatzalah call after Perek Beis. And he came back before the Megillah was over. And they hear the last like parak or parak or something. And he comes over to me, he's like, Like he just wants to like make up what's in the middle. I'm like, Right? So right, you gotta go straight. You gotta go straight, and that's what he did. You can't miss in the middle, because the whole point is, you know, you gotta see the story going straight. The Ramah quotes in Tafrei Sadi, again, the minog of the Psukim, the minog of writing Haman on the bottom of your on the surface and rubbing it together, Macho Emcha, Shem Risham Yirkav, banging my Haman. The Rama says, Ein Lavatal Shum Minhag, O Lilo Golov, Kilo Lachinam Hukbu. Every minhag has a basis, as long as it doesn't interfere again with the halacha. So therefore, the Rama quotes that one can bang. The Kaf HaChaim quotes that every time we bang, he gets another posh in Gehenna. Okay? So that's good. Yeah. So you have to read it, you have to make up the word right then. If he starts and like you missed it, just read up until he's up to. Okay, so say three words until where he's up to. You gotta say it at that spot. Yeah.
What's the time difference between the, like if you go up also at Howard?
Right. So the Gemara says, is there a certain amount of time that's too much? It says Kedei Ligmor is Kula. So does that mean where you're up to? We assume not. It means how long it will take you to read the Megillah. So 20 minutes. I don't know if somebody reads the Megillah without any breaks. Probably about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. So that's if it's longer than that, that's too much. Then you got to start again. Okay, Tafrei Sadi Beis. We're not going to talk about writing the Megillah this year. Tafrei Sadi Beis, brachas. So we make three brachas on the Megillah. Mikra Megillah, Sha'asanisim, and Shechianu. Ashkenazim make all three brachas at night and by day. Sfaradim leave out the Shechianu by day, based on the Rambam. Some say one should have in mind the other mitzvahs hayom when you make the Shechianu in the morning, because there's no bracha. Others say no, you don't need a bracha on those types of mitzvahs. But either way, that's usually announced. You can have in mind the other mitzvahs hayom by the brachas. That's the bracha beforehand. There is also a bracha afterwards, a beautiful bracha. Haravas Rivenu is a bracha afterwards. Make sure not to talk. Right after the Megillah, sometimes people are just like very excited and they don't remember. But, you know, the Haravas Rivenu is a beautiful bracha. That is only said, it's a question of why it's not the Smucha Lachavrata. It's only said with a minyan. Says the Lacharei Noagim Lavarach Haravis Rivenu Imlo Birach Lo Fenel Lacharei Yatsa. Right, you know they're not Ma'akev these brachas. Venagalomer Balayla Sherheini Avolo Bayom Vein Lavarach Lachareha Ela Bitzibur. There is a shaila in the poskim. Does tzibur here mean minyan or 10 Jews? Presume Nisa, which might include women. So that's a suffik in halacha. Machlokas haposkim. Whether you can make Haravis Rivenu after the Megillah with 10 women. Right, that's a shaila in the Machlokas. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. Rav Avadya assumes yes. We try not to talk during the whole Megillah. If you're laning for women, so then one of them, let's say sometimes women couldn't be in shul, a man's going to go laning for the women. One of them should make the bracha, and they say the bracha of Lishmoa, right? Because of that bahag, because not al mikra Megillah, but Lishmoa, because. That's the Shita, right? The Mishnah Berurah. Tov Shivarech Lishmoa Megillah. Ki Yesh Poskim Shesovrim Deisha Nechayavis Bekriya. Rak Lishmoa. The issue of not eating before the Megillah doesn't apply this year. Again, generally we're not supposed to eat before the Megillah, but that's a Shas HaTchak. Anyone really needs to. Tavrei Sadi Gimel, the Tfilas of Purim. Al Anisim. We say Al Anisim. We don't say Halal. As remember, the Gemara has three different reasons why we don't say Halal. Number one, what we mentioned before, the Megillah is the Hallel. Number two, it was not a nes of Eretz Yisrael. And number three, it was not a complete Geula. We were still Avdei Achashverosh. There is an amazing thought, again, this is Halacha, but I meant one Dvar Hashkafa. Rabbi Lamb writes in his commentary on Megillah Esther that... you have to remember, based on that line, we were still Avdei Achashverosh. The Jews made a yontif. They were celebrating. They recorded it in the Megillah. But they couldn't do it in a way that would, you know, make Achashverosh be upset at them. They had to enact a holiday and write the Megillah in a way that was politically correct. Because Achashverosh was still in charge of them. That's another part of the reason why Hashem's name is on the Megillah. And it's not so Jewish. You read the Megillah... doesn't sound so Jewish, right? Because it's Sounds like it was amazing. And you can read Achashverosh as, like the Gemara says, you can read him as a very wise, always taking into account what his advisors have to say. Or you can read it as, he's a fool, he can't make any decisions by himself, and he gave permission to wipe out a nation, and then when Esther says, my nation's going to be wiped out, he's like, oh really, who is that? Right? So you can read between the lines, but on the surface, it's okay. Right? So that's part of why we were so Avdei Achashverosh. Okay, the only time of year, the only Kriyas HaTorah of the year, they have nine psukim laning. Right? Usually in the year at least 10, but here we have 9 Purim morning because it's an entire unit. Machlokes in the Gaonim, whether you say Tachron on Purim. Some Gaonim say it's the best day to say Tachron. Tfilas or Makubal, our minhag is not to, because we associate Tachron with sadness. But generally, it's a day of tefillah. Day of tefillah. The minhag, of course, is to keep tefillin on through the Megillah because of vikar zu tefillin, the Gemara says. Fine, that's the Megillah. We still got a couple of mitzvahs to talk about. Tafri Sadi Dalin, Matanos Levyonim. Matanos Levyonim is a mitzvah of tztaka, but it is a specifically mandated mitzvah of tztaka. Matanos Levyonim, right, which means two aniyim, at least a two aniyim, right? How much? Basically, enough for their suda. I don't know, 25 shekel, they could probably buy a falafel. So 25 shekel, 50 shekel total, right, to give to Matanos Levyonim, that's probably the minimum. To make sure it's given out on Purim, right? Make sure it's given out on Purim. You could give it to somebody beforehand. Make sure it's given out on Purim. And where the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein medaktik b'mos Purim. Right, when I'm medaktik, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon from Chazal is, whoever sticks out their hands, you can't say no on Purim. We don't ask questions. We don't say no. So always have a bunch of change in your pockets to give out on Purim. And the Bali Musar say that's why it's special koach atfila, because we say to Hashem, we stick out our hand to Hashem. Hashem, there's no nose on Purim. There's no nose on Purim. So we stick out our hands like we have hopefully that halacha. Part of the mitzvah of tzedakah that relates to Purim is also done today. There's a zecher to the machzis hashekel that's given. That's what the Tafri Sadi Dalit. The Ramah quotes, there's a minhag to give 3 half coins of whatever country you live in. Right? So here we live half a shekel, 3 half shekels. It says the word truma 3 times. So you give 3 half shekels, meaning a shekel and a half. Usually whatever shul you're in, they have 3 like put into tape, right? Like you pick it up. Put in more than 1.5 shekelim. You lift it up and you say, Zecher Lamachzis HaShekel. Don't say Lamachzis HaShekel. You don't want to really be maknish that money. That would be bad news. So you say, Zecher l'machzis ha-shekel, and the minhag is for everybody to do that, even though maybe it was only from between 20 and 60, but the minhag is to do it for everybody, the family. Zecher to the machzis ha-shekel is usually done mincha on Tainus Esther afternoon. Again, wherever you are, it's just half shekel, but like if in England you have half a pound. Yeah. Are there half pounds?
Yeah.
Right? So you give 3 half pounds, 3 half dollars, whatever it is. So again, that's the minhag. That's the Ramah. V'yishlitin shlosha chatzoi gedolim b'medinos elu. That's in terms of Matanos Levyonim. Then you have Tafrei Sadi Hei. Tafrei Sadi Hei is the Su'uda. The Su'uda is Purim. Mishte v'simcha. Right? And we have a Su'uda. It's only by day, mitzvah laharbos. One Su'uda. Ubisuda's achas, yotzen. You're yotze with one Su'uda. Right? Not yotze at night. Tomorrow's going to be really busy. I'm just going to have my Su'uda at night. No, you're not yotze. All the mitzvahs are by yom. So a mitzvah of Su'uda, a mitzvah laharbos. But it's shiras v'sishbachos. In the context of Su'uda is where the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam talk about, number one, mishloach manos. Which seems to tell us that Mishloach Manos is definitely connected to the Su'uda. And that's why we give food that theoretically can be used, but any 2 different types of food to one person. Manos ish l're'ehu. It does not have to be different brachas. That's a misconception, right? There has to be 2 different brachas. That probably came from the fact that you want to make sure it's 2 different foods. If you give dark chocolate and milk chocolate, that's probably one food, right? But any foods. Somebody asked me, could they give a Coke and a steak? They're both shahako. Yes. People would love to get a Coke and a steak. That's fine. That's, I'm not Yosef. Of course, yeah, better to give bisli and to give a Coke and a steak is fine. But it's food. Could you give the Truma Sadesh? No? Could you give Torah? They say one time that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, one time for Mishloach Manos, he gave Rav Shach, his Rebbe, he gave him a pamphlet with one kasha on every Masechta. That was his Mishloach Manos. And as Rav Shach said, that was my favorite Mishloach Manos I ever got. But anyway, I don't think he was Yotze with that, according to all days. You have to give something related to the Suda. Okay, but that's the Mishloach Manos. And also, in the context of Suda, is Chayav Inishlo V'Sume, is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Dafka in the context of the Suda. Meaning, zero, drinking on Purim night is no different than drinking today. Today is Matanis Esther, but drinking last week. At night, there's no. The idea of Chayav Inishlo V'Sume is Dafka during the Suda. Number two, again, we could have a whole shiur about this, but just one line. If somebody enjoys drinking wine, if somebody hates drinking wine, don't drink wine. If somebody enjoys drinking wine, then they could have some wine during the Suda. Only wine, not beer and schnapps, that's not zecher to the Nes, right? Rashi and Megillah, levisume biyayin, Rashi says. It's wine. And therefore, in the pride context, and you have wine, and you feel good, and it's geared towards Kedusha, then it's fine and wonderful, and if somebody enjoys that, then fine, you should have it. Everybody should bring the bottle of wine that they enjoy. But it is impossible, and this is what the Meiri said, this is what all the poskim say. I'm not saying this is what everybody does, but it's impossible that Chazal would institute a mitzvah that could cause Chilul Hashem. It's impossible. Impossible. Anything that could smack of Chilul Hashem. People walking in the streets, not being able to control themselves, walking in front of cars. People throwing up all over the living room floor of the Rebbe. Right? The people getting, my wife worked in the emergency room for two Purims. People getting their teenage boys having their stomachs having to be pumped. You know, that's not Purim. That's not Chayav Inishlo V'Sume. That's Chilul Hashem. And therefore, yes, you want to drink, you enjoy drink, somebody enjoys it in a certain context. Now, I drink light sweet. That's all I do. That's what I like. So I drink until I start feeling heavy and, during the Suda. And then right when I start feeling it heavy and Yotze, I stop. But again, the point is sometimes people come to my Purim Suda. They were at other Rebbeim houses before. They can't walk in. They're so sick and they don't have a Purim Suda. I feel so bad for them. Feel so bad for them. So again, just enjoy your Purim Suda. You like to drink, so drink during the Suda. Right? Then that's fine. But anyway, but it's all part of the Suda. It's clear in all the poskim that if you enjoy the drinking, you could drink during the Suda. The point is to have the Panemius come out. Okay, when is the Suda? Bayom, not Balayla. The Ramah talks about Bidyevit in the morning. It should be in the afternoon, Lechadchila. Should have an Iker part of it during the day. But it could continue during the night, and you can still say Al Anisim in benching afterwards, as long as you didn't dive in Myrif before you benched. That is the Rav Asher Weiss once said, just one more. He said, why are there 1,000 pshatim on the line of Chayav Inishlo V'Sume? Why are there 1,000 pshatim? He says, you know why? Because nobody says you just say it, take it literally. That's what he said. I've gone to him to see him on Shushan Purim. He's not stoned, I'll tell you that much. Right? He drinks, and you drink, but it's... That's that. Okay, Mishloach Manos. What else can we talk about? Avelus. Avelus. I went to a Levaya this morning. Avelus on Purim. So the Ramah quotes that there's, and the Minog is, it's like Shabbos. Avelus Bitsina. There's Avelus Bitsina. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's regular Avelus. An Avel is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. We don't give Mishloach Manos to an Avel, because an Avel can't get presents the whole year. But we give it to his family. Give it to the family. And that's the way it... That's the way it works. So we spoke about Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lavyonim, Suda. Any other questions? I think we covered hopefully everything that comes up. Recognize that it's a special day of Tefillah. And it's v'nahafoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to get us out of every tzara. Did I tell the story yesterday to my shir? Remember, my Shana Aleph was the year of the Gulf War. Saddam Hussein, 1990, 1991. That was my Shana Aleph. We had gas masks. We had sealed rooms. It was not pretty. So I remember we went for weeks and months. January 15th was the first siren. And I remember thinking, how are we ever going to stop this? Like not having to take our gas masks wherever we went and not having... I don't know, even if they would kill Saddam Hussein, which they didn't in the end until later, right? How are we going to know? I remember Purim morning, the IDF announced... You could take off the sealed room things. You could put away your gas masks. We're done. And I remember thinking, how do they know? Like they must have information. They knew. But it happened Purim morning. It happened Purim morning. The power of a Purim. So we're not Nevi'im, but we know if we use the Purim, Hashem is going to do something. Might not have to be on Purim. We don't know. We daven, then it's on Purim, maybe before Purim. But it should be tomorrow, today. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to tefillah special on Purim. So she'll be zocha to nisim and neflos and geulos v'yeshuos this Purim. Okay, we'll stop here. Any other questions, feel free to ask or WhatsApp or hopefully we'll... I'm giving a shiur tomorrow morning. They just asked me the 10:30 a.m. Friday morning shiur. So I'll be tomorrow. They'll probably do something in Yoni Purim. Yoni Purim tomorrow morning. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the mission prayer we put in the mission. The reason why the Machaber says that one suit, you're always with one suit, is La Fuke.